This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Now, Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And once again, in this hour, well, this hour is your hour. That's right. You can pick up the phones and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. So why should the march of science proceed without you? Why don't you be part of it? Why should we scientists have all the fun exploring the secrets of Mother Nature and how it impacts on all of our lives? So give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. And be sure to leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call. And once again, in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get a recording, and just leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, but never had the opportunity. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a homework question that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Looking like an idiot? No, you're going to get to the phone and call 612-564-8135. And hey, why don't you put your kids on the telephone, and why don't you have them ask that question? And so, once again, everything is fair game. Some people say, well, I'm kind of embarrassed because I have some rather goofy ideas and people are going to laugh at me. Well, hey, chances are, if you have a strange, weird idea, chances are thousands of people have that same weird, crazy idea. And so why don't you share it on the airwaves? And sometimes these crazy ideas, well, they're not so crazy. I'd like to tell you about the fact that years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? Now, come on, give me a break, right? Well, this 16-year-old boy asked himself that question, can you outrace a light beam? Well, he didn't know the answer, so he went to college, learned something called Maxwell's equations, and from then, he found the solution to the problem. Well, he was 26 years old when he finally got the answer. He published a paper, perhaps one of the most important papers in human history. His name was Albert Einstein. The theory was relativity, the theory that gives us the atomic bomb, the energy source of the stars, the theory of the universe itself, all because a 16-year-old boy asked himself a stupid question. Well, here's your chance to ask that same stupid question and perhaps get an answer. The number to call, once again, is 612-564-8135. And also, you may want to go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can find out what I'm up to. There's a blog there. You can hear previous shows. And you can find references to the TV interviews that I've done and also the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. The latest one being The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. Will we fulfill our destiny and become a space-faring civilization, a civilization that roams among the stars and the galaxies? Is that to be our true destiny? Find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Okay, well, let's move right on now and take the first listener phone call.
Anna? 7:50 a.m. in Anchorage, Alaska. The question I have is, people keep saying that the universe is expanding, and I'm wondering what it's expanding into, since there are other universes and universes and galaxies. Ultimately, what is the ultimate expansion? I request an answer to that. I did ask that question some time ago, but part of the problem is I cannot listen to your program every time, so it would be helpful if you would somehow announce when you're answering the question so that we can make sure to be able to listen, because your show is on Saturday nights and in the evenings here in Anchorage. It's now 7:42. And I'm just fortunate to be driving and able to listen. So I don't know how to get the answer to the question unless I'm listening to every single radio show. Thank you very much for the service you do and the answers you give. I find your show fascinating, but I don't get to listen to it as often as I want.
Okay, well, one way to listen to the radio show is on the Internet. Go to my website, mkaku.org, and you can listen to previous shows as well. Well, let me just answer that question really simply. Our universe is expanding into another dimension. Now, think of our universe consisting of three dimensions, length, width, and height. If you want to locate any object in the universe, you give its length, width, and height. And bingo, you can locate any object in the universe. If you want to locate any event in the universe, you give four numbers, length, width, height, and time. So I live in New York. If you want to meet someone for lunch at 42nd Street and 5th Avenue on the 10th floor, you give them three numbers, 42nd Street on 5th Avenue on the 10th floor at noontime. And that specifies a unique event in our universe. And the thing that has puzzled physicists for centuries, in fact, is why do we live in three dimensions? There's nothing special about three or four. You talk to a mathematician, is there anything special about three or four dimensions? And they say no. Five, six, seven, they're all the same to a mathematician. Well, to a physicist, they're quite different, because our physical universe exists in three dimensions of space and one dimension of time. Now, the universe is expanding. We know that because of the Doppler shift. When a star, which is yellow, moves away from you, the light is stretched like an accordion, and the frequency gets lower and therefore turns reddish. When a star moves toward you, yellow light is compressed in the forward direction, and it turns slightly bluish because blue has a higher frequency and a shorter wavelength. This also works for sound. When something moves toward you, sound is high-pitched. When something moves away from you, the pitch lowers. And it sounds like this. Now, you've heard that all your life. All your life you've heard that, except you never thought to ask, well, what is that? That is a Doppler shift, and that's how police give you a speeding ticket. They shine a laser beam on your license plate. The laser beam light bounces off your license plate, goes back to the cop, and the cop then measures the Doppler shift of the reflected beam. Bingo. You have a very precise way of giving you a speeding ticket. Well, in some sense, we give a speeding ticket for stars and galaxies. And what we found was astonishing. All the galaxies, for the most part, are moving away from us. Now, some galaxies are actually moving toward us, like Andromeda. But on average, all the galaxies are moving away from us, for the most part. Now, why? This means that the universe is expanding. The space between stars is expanding. And then, I have to take a short commercial break. We'll answer the question, well, then what is it expanding into? And so we'll answer that after the commercial break. And so once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question. If the universe is expanding, then what is it expanding into? Well, our universe is a bubble of some sort, so we don't know exactly the details of the bubble, but we live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble is expanding. So take a balloon, put dots on it representing the stars and the galaxies, and the balloon is expanding. And what is it expanding into? Well, the skin, the surface of the balloon, represents the universe. And therefore, what is off the balloon? What is off the balloon is the third dimension. Now, if you're a bug living on the surface of the balloon, you can only see two dimensions, forward, backward, left, and right. Because the balloon is the universe. The balloon is everything there is. Now, where is the universe or the bubble or the balloon expanding into? It's expanding into the third dimension. Now, the bugs cannot see the third dimension. The bug's eyes can only see two dimensions, but is expanding into the third dimension, the third dimension of space. Now, Einstein says our universe is a four-dimensional bubble. So what is it expanding into? The fifth dimension. Now, you can't see the fifth dimension, just like bugs cannot see off the balloon, but that's what the universe seems to be expanding into. Now, the theory which explains this is called string theory. String theory has not been verified. Now, the expanding universe theory, of course, has been verified at every time we look at the galaxies in outer space. String theory has not been verified. String theory actually predicts that the universe is expanding into 11 dimensions. Not just 4, not just 5, but 11 dimensions. And so think of a bubble bath of universes. So our universe is a bubble, and it's floating among other bubbles out there. Now, this explains, I think, a resolution between two of the great paradigms of religion. In the Christian religion, we have Genesis. In Buddhism, we have Nirvana. Now, my parents were Buddhists, and in Buddhism, there is no beginning, there is no end, there's only states of consciousness called Nirvana. But I was raised as a Presbyterian, as a child, and every Sunday, I went to Sunday school, and I learned about Genesis, and the fact that the universe had a beginning, an instant, when God said, let there be light. So how can you reconcile these opposite points of view? Two totally opposite points of view. One in which there is no beginning, only states of consciousness, no beginning, no end. And the other one being a definite point when the universe began. Well, the multiverse idea coming out of string theory explains it. Because you see, our universe, our bubble, had an origin. It had a Big Bang. There was a moment when the universe came into existence. But there are other bubbles out there. And what is it expanding into? Nirvana. Something beyond the bubble. Nirvana, that is 11-dimensional hyperspace. And so string theory says basically that all the particles are nothing but vibrations on a tiny, tiny little vibrating string. That physics is the laws of harmony of the string. That chemistry is the melodies you can play on these vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. And the mind of God that Einstein wrote about in his letters and his memoirs, the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. So the next time you go to a planetarium and the children ask the question, if the universe is getting bigger and bigger, then what is it expanding into? You can give them the thought that, well, perhaps it's hyperspace. The universe is expanding in another dimension. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Kenneth listening to you on GCN. I would like to ask what your theory is on, actually my theory, that the reason why human beings and other animals don't have green fur or blue fur. I think it's probably because we're larger creatures, so that when the forest burns down or when the grass fields dry up, everything turns brown, and therefore animals and humans with brown fur would blend into the dirt. Whereas, other creatures that are smaller, like insects or lizards, they would be green because they could blend in with the vegetation or, fly away or scamper to another forest. Human beings and other, mammals are larger, and so their fur would not be green because that would not be conducive to camouflage with the sky. But a butterfly, for example, that's blue and small, can camouflage with the sky, whereas we cannot. So that's my theory on why, human beings do not have, green hair or, blue hair. I'd just like to know what your thoughts on that are. Thank you for your time.
Well, your theory is not too far away from evolutionary theory, which simply says that animals change generation by generation with survival for the fittest. So I think you're using that methodology that there is a reason why certain animals have certain colors. It's because it makes their survival value higher. they can survive better to create children, to perpetuate their genes to create the next generation. So that's the basic thrust of evolution, which is also the basic thrust of your thinking. Now, of course, the precise mechanism differs from the standard theory. The standard theory would simply say that bears are brown, for example, because most of the leaves in the forest are brown. Yes, there are green leaves as well. But when you look at the habitat, the actual habitat of many of these animals, they do live in savannas, they do live in areas where there's lots of brown leaves and brown trees. Now, of course, there's bound to be exceptions to this. Lizards, for example, and reptiles could be green. But the methodology that you are mentioning is roughly the same as evolutionary theory, and that is as a reason. Now, that's not the only theory. Another theory simply says that's the way it is. That's the way the universe was created, by God or whatever. That's how they were created, and they've been that way ever since. But if you look at the fossil record, you begin to realize that, well, we used to have dinosaurs. They don't exist anymore. In fact, if you count the fossils underneath your feet, you count them right underneath your feet right now, you begin to realize that 99.9% of those animals are now extinct. They don't walk the surface of the earth anymore. And so, going backwards in time, we see a continual change, that animals do change generation by generation. And the mechanism for change is that you have a higher survival value, which is, of course, where you're coming from, that animals have a certain color for a reason. It's not because they were simply created that way, or magic, or whatever. It's because it increases their survival, and so they can survive to propagate their genes. Now, the precise mechanism differs, of course, from the standard theory, but I think you're leading in that direction, and that is, there is a rhyme or reason to the reason why Mother Nature is the way it is, and it's because of survival of the fittest. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Patrick. I'm listening to 7:50 a.m. in Palmer, Alaska, and I had a question about a book I read. It's called Red Theory, I believe, about black holes, and in the book it said if a human gets sucked into a black hole and someone is watching, you will see, the person watching will see the other person die instantly, but the person who is sucked into the black hole, it will be an eternity of stretching and pain, and they will be alive for the whole thing. I was wondering how that would work.
Yeah, you were talking about the fact that if you fall into a black hole, God forbid, right? It's a horrible experience. But if you were to, you would get vast distortions of time. Now, you got it backwards. It turns out that you falling into a black hole would fall into a black hole in your time almost instantly. So as you approach the black hole, you see the thing coming at you really fast, and then, whoop, you're dead. But from someone from the outside, way outside with a telescope, looking at you from the outside, you are almost frozen, almost paralyzed, and you fall into the black hole extremely slowly. And in fact, mathematically, it takes an infinite amount of time to actually fall into the black hole. So there was even a science fiction story once where the bad guy falls into a black hole and he screams for 1,000 years. Well, we'll answer that question after the break about Einstein's theory of black holes. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. France has recalled its ambassador to the U.S. for consultation in response to this week's announcement that the U.S., U.K., and Australia have formed a national security partnership. The French government says that Australia pulled out of an existing defense deal with them to join the U.S. and the U.K. In a statement, national security spokesperson Emily Horn said that they've been in contact with the French government and are looking for ways to resolve their differences. And the House is set to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill later this month. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer sent a letter to members on Friday informing them that the Senate's $1 trillion spending package will come to the House floor for a vote on September 27th. The House returns from summer recess on Monday and is expected to continue to work on a $3.5 trillion spending package that Democrats have been working to flesh out. They'll also need to pass a measure to fund the federal government past September 30th when the current fiscal year ends. This is USA Radio News. The Pentagon has admitted that an August 29th drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 people was a mistake. John Clemens reports.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we had a call coming in before the break. What happens when you fall into a black hole? How is it possible that you, as you fall into a black hole, you die almost instantly, but someone from the outside, far away, looking at you with a telescope, would see that you are frozen in time, paralyzed, and it takes thousands of years for you to fall into a black hole? How does that work? Well, first of all, falling into a black hole is not very pleasant. Many bad things happen to you. Among them, spaghettification. It turns out that your feet are attracted to the black hole a little bit faster than your head, And so you're stretched as a consequence by tidal forces, and you look like a noodle. We call this spaghettification. And so one of the horrible facts about you falling into a black hole is you become a noodle of spaghetti as you get into a black hole. As you get even closer to the event horizon of a black hole, even the noodle begins to fall apart, and the atoms, the very atoms of your body become noodles, and they get ripped apart, and you basically turn into cosmic dust and spaghetti as you fall into a black hole. Not very pleasant. Well, the way Einstein looked at it is that time beats at different rates at different points in the universe. So think of putting a clock at every point in your room. Okay? So every point in your room, there's a clock. Thousands of clocks right in your room. Einstein says that they don't necessarily beat at the same rate. Some clocks can beat faster than other clocks. For example, on the moon, a clock on the moon beats faster than a clock on the Earth. A clock on Jupiter beats slower than a clock on the Earth. And all these things are measurable. This is not science fiction. This is not speculation. We measure these things in the laboratory. And so the man falling into a black hole has a clock. His clock is different from a clock on the outside. From the man falling into the black hole, his clock says he dies almost instantly. Now, a clock from the outside gets light from the man falling into the black hole, but that light is affected by gravity. Gravity pulls on that light beam, stretching it, so it turns out that you get what is called a redshift, and things start to slow down in that light beam. So a light beam shot from a man who is falling into a black hole, that light beam is stretched, called the redshift, and time is also slowed down because of gravity. So the gravity is so intense of a black hole that it slows down time, stretches the light beam, and so you, looking at the man falling into a black hole, you see that he becomes reddish, he becomes like spaghetti, and he's basically paralyzed. And again, not a very pleasant thing to happen. Now, we've never observed this, of course, because, of course, the nearest black hole that we study regularly is at the center of the galaxy. And that black hole is, what, something like 50,000 light years from the Earth. And so we've never done this experiment. But on theory, so far, this is what the theory predicts. And so far, we have no violations of Einstein's theory of gravity. Let me repeat that again. We have no violations at all of Einstein's theory of gravity. Every time, it comes out right on the dot, as Einstein predicted 100 years ago. Okay, well, we've run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. So keep the calls coming. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And go to my website. You can listen to earlier editions of the show, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can listen to previous Science Fantastics.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and maybe you can get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. Be sure to leave your name, call letters in the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Ask that question that's always been bothering you. Ask that question that catches your fancy. Ask that question that changes the way you look at the universe. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And if you want to listen to previous Science Fantastics, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or Facebook. On Facebook, Michio Kaku is the website for my Facebook site. We have over 3 million fans and 650,000 fans on Twitter. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. My name is Jay. I listen on WNDB in Daytona Beach, Florida, and I love your show. Thank you. If an object weighed at the North Pole and then taken to the Earth's equator and weighed again, would the same object weigh the same? Would the object weigh less at the equator than at either pole? The object would be rotating at the equator at the rate of 1,000 miles per hour. Would the centrifugal force cause the object to weigh less at the equator than at either of the poles? I would appreciate the answer to this, and thank you very much. You have a good day.
Okay, well, the answer to your question is yes, you weigh less on the equator than on the North Pole. And even Isaac Newton could have calculated that. First of all, you're right. On the equator, you're traveling at about 1,000 miles per hour. You're traveling around the circumference of the Earth, which is 24,000 miles. And there are 24 hours in a day. You divide, bingo, you get the fact you're traveling at 1,000 miles per hour on the equator. Now, you can also calculate the centrifugal force. The centrifugal force is mass times the velocity squared divided by the radius of the Earth. So, bingo, you just plug it into the equation, and you can calculate the centrifugal force by sitting, when you're sitting on the equator. Now, when you're sitting on the North Pole, there's no centrifugal force. You're just feeling the force of gravity, which is mass the two masses times the gravitational constant divided by the radius squared. So you compare the two numbers, which you can do in a simple calculator, and bingo, you get the fact that you are slightly, you weigh slightly less on the equator than on the North Pole because of the centrifugal force. You're absolutely right. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Armand from Queens. I listen to you on YouTube. I saw an article that said, from Big Think, which is kind of like, you know, a science article, a science-like publication, is that mice can live forever. Soon, you'll be able to also. What do you think about that? That sounds awesome, right? Do you think it's possible that we can live forever? And it's coming faster than I even thought. I thought it was like 2020. It's coming even sooner. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't think we can live forever by 2020, but I think there are two avenues that are very promising. First is biological or genetic immortality, and the second is digital immortality, both of which are mentioned in my book, The Future of Humanity. So let me explain. First of all, we know more or less what aging is. We didn't know what aging was for centuries, but now we have a real rough picture of what aging is. Aging is the buildup of errors in your cells, genetic errors, chemical errors. Errors build up every time cells divide, for example. Now, there's something called entropy, which is the second law of thermodynamics, which says that everything gets old, everything rusts, everything corrodes, everything eventually dies. But there is a loophole to that, and that is if you add outside energy from, let's say, the sun, or outside information from genetics, you can slow down that process and even perhaps reverse it. And so, by genetic engineering, we may be able to cure the errors in our genes, and perhaps live forever. Now, how would we do that? First of all, think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Well, aging takes place in the engine. Where does engine take place in our bodies? Well, we'll answer that after the break. Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to answer the question, how do you live forever? And give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And before the break, we had a question. Is it possible to become immortal? And why should we want to do that? And what are the consequences? Well, first of all, the answer is yes. There's nothing in the laws of physics preventing us from becoming immortal. But you have to add energy and information from the outside in order to conform with the laws of physics. So take a look at a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Well, the engine. Why the engine? That's where you have moving parts and you have combustion. Well, what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria. So where does most of aging take place? Air buildup in a cell. The mitochondria. Bingo. So in the future, we'll be able to sequence all the errors that build up in the mitochondria and elsewhere and use genetic engineering to reverse the damage. So in principle, it might be possible to extend the human lifespan. Another way is to take the genome of thousands, millions of old people, compare that with the genome of thousands, millions of young people, and subtract in a computer. Find out where the air buildup takes place, because that's what aging is, the buildup of mistakes inside our DNA. That's why cells become sluggish and eventually they die. In fact, that's why we die. And take a look at animals. The Greenland shark can live to be almost 500 years old. This is not superstition. We know that because the eyeball of the Greenland shark adds a layer every year. So by simply counting the layers, by counting the tree rings, you can, bingo, calculate the age of a Greenland shark. And they live almost 500 years. Think about that. And also elephants, did you know that elephants almost rarely get cancer? Now, sharks do get cancer. There was a fad a few years ago that sharks don't get cancer. Wrong. But elephants, they rarely get cancer. And they're big, lots of places to get cancer. Why? Because of the gene P53. It turns out that healthy P53s help to counteract cancer. We have, I think, two copies. Elephants have something like almost 20 copies of P53. And because of that, they have error correction mechanisms, and they don't get cancer. Now, the second way to become immortal is digital immortality, and that is to digitize everything known about you and eventually digitize your brain. Digitize your credit card transaction, Instagram photographs, biographies, videotapes, everything, including every single neuron inside your brain. That's called the Connectome Project. And from that, you can build a reasonable copy of you, for example, as a hologram that you can talk to, the image would be a near representation of who you are. And every year, it would get closer and closer to the real you. Now, of course, it's not really the you, the biological you. It is a copy of you. But when you die, your personality does not necessarily have to die with you. Now, during the Middle Ages, we had something called dualism. That is, you had the soul on one hand and the body on the other hand, and they were separate. Then came, in the 20th century, neuroscience. We said, bah, humbug. There's no soul, it's just neurons. That's all it is up there in our brain, neurons. Well, now we're coming full circle. Now we're going back to the Middle Ages, because we now realize that the so-called soul might be able to be represented by information, by digitizing everything known about you. So in the library, for example, you'll take out a book, not about Winston Churchill, but you'll talk to Winston Churchill. All his mannerisms, speeches, thinking patterns are all codified, and I would love the opportunity to talk to Einstein. Think about that for a moment. Talking to historical figures that have been digitized, and one day, you might be digitized as well. You might live forever someplace, and you'll be able to have a conversation with your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids and give them advice. Advice, even though your mortal body has long since disappeared. Now, the point is that all of this is consistent with the laws of physics. I have violated no law of physics in mentioning the fact that, yes, at some point in the future, digital and biological immortality may become realized. And then the key question is, when? Well, digital immortality is coming pretty fast. Already there's Silicon Valley companies offering a digital version of what is known about you today. In the future, it'll become extremely accurate. And once we sequence the brain, the Connectome Project may be able to give us a copy of the brain. But biological immortality? Decades away. That doesn't mean it's impossible, but I think given the rate at which we're understanding genetics, it's still decades away. As someone once told me, our generation, the generation now alive, may be the last generation to die. In other words, our grandkids may have the option of hitting the age of 30 and then stopping and just living forever. Well, if you want to know more about the aging process and how it's going to be very important for us in the future, get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. And in my book, I mentioned that we're not necessarily going to overpopulate the earth as we begin to live forever. Look at Japan. Japan has the oldest living ethnic group on the earth, Japanese women. They hold the world's record. And the Japanese population is collapsing. When people live longer, they have fewer children. And that's the reason why Japan now and Europe in the future will gradually get smaller and smaller. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Tune in every week as we explore the cutting edge on science. And write that number down, 612-564-8135. And maybe your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.